Hello, my name is Charlie Morse, and today I'm talking with Nick Weston, head of campaigns at the League Against Cruel Sports. And we're talking about something that we have talked about many times before and that would be good to never have to talk about again, and that is the National Trust support for so-called trail hunting, an invention of hunts, a smokescreen for illegal fox hunting, etc., etc. The licensing of so-called trail hunting on National Trust land has been hugely contentious. A member-led motion to ban it was only defeated by the use of the chair's proxy votes at the Trust 2017 AGM, and we know that many staff have become increasingly concerned over the last 3 or 4 years that such an important charity has taken severe reputational damage as the evidence of criminal activity by licensed hunts has built up. So, Nick, let's talk about the National Trust and this unfortunate facilitation of illegal hunting by the licensing of so-called trail hunting. It's not a good look for the Trust, is it?
It's not a good look for any landowner, as National Trust is the most prestigious landowner in the country, really. And they looked to as an example. So, yeah, I think it's not a good look for their members or for the general public at large. The majority of people are against fox hunting. And for years, we've been saying that trail hunting is a cover for the illegal hunting of animals. So for the National Trust to still be facilitating this is more than a little surprising.
Yeah, I use that word facilitate all the time, actually, because whenever I see the Trust Twitter bot giving out its guff about the Trust not allowing illegal activity on its land, and it actually sent me one this morning when I trailed that I was talking to you about it. I have this real issue with this use of the word allow, because of course no one allows illegal activities on their land, but by giving licenses out, they facilitate it, they enable it. If there was no licenses given for trail hunting, there would be no hunting on their land, full stop.
Yeah, exactly. It's something we've been saying for a long time. This campaign is not a new one. The League Against Cruel Sports joined the campaign to end trail hunting on National Trust land back in 2017, which was shortly after Theresa May made the faux pas in that general election where she said she supported fox hunting and quickly had to backtrack.
That was a blunder, wasn't it?
It was fun to watch, though.
It was.
So to then go on to the National Trust and present all the evidence that's been gathered over the years that trail hunting is a farce, it's a smokescreen, in their own words, which I'm sure we'll come on to.
We will come on to the Hunting Office leaked webinars, yes, indeed.
it's a smokescreen for illegal hunting. All the evidence was presented for them, and there was a vote, but ultimately the decision was in the hands of the National Trust, and they decided to side with the hunters. And they seem to have been using their slogan, forever for everyone, which clearly doesn't apply to the animals, just applies to people, it would seem, and a small minority of them at that. So here we are again. There was supposed to be a vote last year, but obviously 2020 was a year that never happened. So here we are looking towards October, where there is supposed to be a vote. So there's been members have put in a motion. It's all been seconded, supported.
This is at the AGM.
This is at their AGM, yes. So this is their sort of prime means to have policy changes. Back in 2017, the same motion or a very similar one was tabled and 60,000 people voted on it, which is more than double what their second highest voter turnout was, when that was normally three times what it normally is anyway. You know, voter turnouts, AGMs aren't normally very high. So for 60,000 people to turn up and vote on this issue, either for or against it, shows how the strength of feeling. We're hoping to drum up that strength of feeling once again and put this issue to bed for good.
I remember campaigning with you outside the last AGM. It was really interesting, wasn't it? The majority of people sort of walked past, not willing to engage, but the odd person did. And I never forget an old chap saying, oh, well, the public want hunting. I corrected them very quickly and pointed out all the polls that said they don't. But there are still people within the National Trust who believe hunting's a good thing, which is kind of surprising in 2021.
Yeah, those people are out there. Fox hunting is sadly still a thing despite the Hunting Act, despite all the polling and all that stuff. It still goes on. So it's not surprising, given that there are 5 million plus members of the National Trust, that there is reflected within that a small core of people that think that hunting should be going on. But it doesn't reflect the views of the general public. It doesn't reflect the way that history is moving. And it's not ultimately, which is what it's all about, not good for the animals.
Yeah. You said right at the start, it's a prestigious charity, and it is. I mean, we should say, and I always say this myself, actually, when I'm on Twitter or when I'm doing podcasts about the National Trust, they do fantastic work. And it is such a shame that they have this stance on so-called trail hunting.
Yeah, it doesn't fit with the image or the ethos of the National Trust as far as I see it. Yeah, they are a really good conservation charity, which this flies in the face of, because hunting doesn't just do damage to animals, it does damage to the environment and the people that have to live on National Trust land and put up with the hunting. It's been shown that hunts can't be trusted, nor can they be controlled. If you're chasing a fox, which we know they are, they're not laying trails. And if they are, they're doing it as a pretense to be able to get on with what they normally do. And if the fox goes where the fox goes, the hounds follow it, and the horses follow shortly after. There is absolutely no control over where this activity is taking place, which means that any part of the property that the hunts happen to find themselves on is under threat, not just the animals, the flora and fauna, and the people that live there. Yeah, it's utterly bizarre, but I'm quietly confident that we can put this issue to bed.
Do you think there's still an issue that people still don't appreciate the fact that the National Trust allows hunting on its land?
Oh, completely. The campaign started last weekend, or at least it did in earnest, and we were out on the street meeting people, members of the National Trust. Most people that we ran into were either members or knew someone who was, and they were all shocked. They were either aware of the issue from the campaigns over the years, or they were just flabbergasted that this was something that was going on. And I think that's the right reaction, really. You wouldn't expect the National Trust to be licensing trail hunting, or certainly, if you knew about it, for them to continue to be doing it after 4 years. They've had to suspend licenses. They've had to revoke licenses. I mean, the proof, if you didn't believe us back in 2017, you should believe it in the proof of the actions of the hunt. So it's either that it's going on or that it's still going on, I think, is surprising to members, yeah.
They did take the decision in late 2020 to suspend trail hunting on their land. And that was in light of the Hunting Office webinars, which were leaked across the internet, which is a real coup, real journalistic coup. You've said in the past that we should at least acknowledge that they've done that, but the real issue now is that temporary suspension should be turned into a permanent suspension.
Yeah, quite. It is the right thing to do, I think, in the light of the evidence that's been shown. Senior members of the hunting community have been recorded describing hunting as a smokescreen and describing ways to evade being caught or being witnessed and things like that. So I think it's a reasonable response to pause your licenses while this goes through the courts and all that sort of stuff. But I think if you were on the fence about hunting before, or if you were choosing to ignore the evidence of campaigners like myself or yourself, you know, it's come from the hunting community itself now. They have acknowledged that it's a smokescreen. It's literally the word they have used. So at this point, a temporary suspension really should be made permanent. They cannot be trusted. And if I was a National Trust, I wouldn't want to be associated with them.
Talking of tweets that the National Trust regularly send out via their bot, there is a new one starting up that I hadn't seen before, where essentially they're saying, we're not able to comment further at this time due to legal proceedings regarding a member of the Hunting Office. That refers to Mark Hankinson, the director of the Masters of Foxhounds Association. He was supposed to be going to court in March, wasn't he? Have you heard an update on that?
Yes, the trial is set for September 21st. It's interesting because obviously that's just about a month before the AGM. So depending on how the verdict goes, it could mean that the vote in October is moot, but we can't take that risk. You know, I think it's not just one individual who was on those webinars, and it's not just one individual who goes hunting and has been seen year in, year out to be pursuing foxes and to be trampling over protected land and to be disrupting the lives of normal people. So I think while it could have a positive impact on the outcome, realistically, I think there's years and years and years of evidence of this stuff. It should be cut and dry already, really.
Do you think the trust hands are tied while they wait for the court decision, or do you think they're just making an excuse to sort of, as you said, to sit on the fence?
Well, we can only speculate, but I guess...
Yeah, I'm asking you to speculate on a legal proceeding, so caveat it, whichever way you want to caveat it.
I won't speculate on the legal proceedings, but what I will do is sort of, I would say if I was the National Trust, I'd be watching that court case very carefully.
Yeah.
back in 2017, and to a lesser extent in the years following, but back in 2017, they've been caught in controversy with trail hunting. Anytime there's been something going on, there's been hunting and National Trust in the same newspaper story. They can't be making money off it. The license fees are paltry, and
it's about £100, isn't it, a year?
Yeah, something like that. And it's and they have a dedicated team of people to look after trail hunting, so it can't be good for their finances. It's not good for their image. So I think, you know, if I was National Trust, I'd be making careful preparations to make a departure, to finally think, you know what, it's just not worth it. Because we're not going to drop it.
I'm not going to drop it either.
No, they, you know, they have it under their bylaws that these issues at their AGMs can only be raised every 3 years. So what if they don't? If it's not dropped this year, then all they've done is guaranteed that this will, at the very least, rear its ugly head again in 2024. But whatever the year is, it's guaranteed to return.
As we said, they did suspend licenses in November 2020, so they can actually just take a decision and get rid of it.
They can make that decision. It's their policy. When we look at the AGM back in 2017, for the amount of people that voted, ultimately the casting votes were with the chair. If people didn't know whether to vote for or against, they left essentially a blank form and said, "Here, Mr. Chairman, you vote how you see fit."
Yeah.
And the trust weighed in favour of keeping the licences. So the decision really is in their hands. What's up to campaigners like myself and members of the National Trust is to basically make that decision as simple as possible. To do anything other than get rid of the licences would be bad for animals, which is ultimately why we're doing this. It's for the animals.
Exactly. We're not just picking on the National Trust in a random way. This is about wildlife, and it's important.
Yeah. When people ask, have we singled out the National Trust? The answer is no. You know, there was the motion at the time which we supported, and the National Trust have continued to license hunting on their land. But there are many landowners and, you know, many councils, landowners suspended permission for hunting following the webinars as well. So they're not. It's not like the National Trust is alone in this, but what they are is, as a prestigious landowning organisation, rest of major landowners look to as an example.
There are two things, aren't there, that the trust gives to hunting through this. The first is credibility. They are a credible organisation. They're a credible charity, and they are lending their credibility to the hunts by allowing them onto their land. And the other thing, of course, is that land. They have a huge amount of land, and hunts need a huge amount of land to hunt over.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, it's not about the National Trust as a body. It's not really necessarily about their policies. There is a practical outcome here that you need land to hunt on, and the National Trust have a lot of it, the second largest landowner in the country. So to deny that access to hunts is a significant amount of protection offered to animals, not just on the lands that owned by National Trust, but on the lands adjacent to it. Well, a lot of these licences are often just to cross through National Trust land to get to the other land packet on the other side. If they can't cross the National Trust land, then they can't get to that land, you know, the adjacent land either. So it offers a huge amount of protection to British wildlife.
And also, there are liable to be quite a few foxes on National Trust land because they're fairly good in other ways about protecting foxes on their land.
Yeah, they are, and foxes are an important part of our ecology.
Yeah, of course.
Small as they are, they're the largest land predator, and they have a job to do. And to attempt to remove them from the land in the cruelest way possible is not good for the land that's being managed by National Trust. You know, National Trust, I'm sure at this point, would say, well, it's just trail hunting and no foxes are being chased. And it's like, well, all the evidence is to the contrary. So it makes no sense. That's my abiding thought for the last 4 years, is this is just nonsense.
It is hard to understand what the motivation of the trust is here, apart from the fact that their membership historically was probably drawn from people who went fox hunting. That's just not the case anymore.
The world has moved on since then. So, you know, does National Trust want to be a part of history, or does it want to be left behind? You know, I think is the question.
You're a member of the National Trust. Presumably that's so you can vote.
In all honesty, it is. But, you know, if the vote goes the right way, then I would be inclined to stay a member of the National Trust to support them and thank them for the good work that they do.
Yeah.
This is ultimately a vote for members. And anyone who wishes to vote on this issue, I think they have to the middle of August to right. join the National Trust if they so wish.
It is quite an expensive option, isn't it? I mean, it starts at £72 a year for individuals.
I'll just say their membership price is their business.
Oh, of course, you're a charity. No, I'm just saying that this was an option that you wanted to pursue. It isn't cheap.
There are many ways to put pressure on the National Trust and to reach out to the public and their membership. So one of them is to be a member and to vote. And that's probably ultimately the most direct way you can have an influence. The vote last time lost by 299. So it's a very narrow margin to beat. So every vote counts. But the National Trust membership is vast. One in 12 people, roughly, are National Trust members. So it's not hard to find them. The League have many events, which you can find on a website up and down the country, where you can join us and reach out to National Trust members. Or at the very least, you know, one in 12, you're almost guaranteed to have at least one family member who's a member of the National Trust. You know, and many people, I think, are members of the National Trust because it just saves on parking costs. but those people still have a power to vote. And then, of course, the other thing is that we've set up a facility that allows people to contact the Director General, Hillary McGrady, directly and make their views known. So there are many options. You don't have to be a member to have an impact. And with that many members out there, there are ways to have a direct impact without it burning a hole in your pocket.
Yeah. Playing devil's advocate, Nick, critics of you and me and everyone else that's trying to stop trail hunting on National Trust land might point to that membership, which at over 5 million is at an historic high. And they might say, well, trail hunting is simply not an issue. There wouldn't be so many members if it was. How would you respond to that?
I would say it's an issue that not that many people are aware of. For a start, the National Trust is not shouting from the rooftops that it's allowing hunting on its land.
It's not on the homepage, is it?
No, it's not. It's there, but you have to go looking for it. It's just it's a matter of awareness rather than caring. As soon as people hear about it, they're shocked to know.
Yeah,
that is always the big challenge when it comes to animal welfare issues, especially ones that have been made illegal, that there is a great assumption that once something has been banned, that it's been dealt with.
Yeah.
I think it's just a matter of awareness, and it's for us, it's picking the moment to sort of push awareness as much as possible. We continue to do it over the years, but there would have been no point in doing concerted effort in 2019, because there would have been no outlet for National Trust members to do anything about it. But here we are. And I think, as sort of, I'm sure one of the things critics would say was, like, would suggest is, who are we to determine what happens on National Trust land, etc., etc.? And what I would say to that is, well, we're just presenting the facts. If people decide to care about it and vote on the issue, that's entirely up to them. But people deserve to know what their money's being spent on, and deserve to know what power they have to protect animals.
That is such an important thing that charities like the League do. It is to present the information and give people a choice. Because if one side is doing something but not telling anyone about it, how the hell are we ever going to make a choice about it?
It's shown, especially over recent years, how many sort of landowners or political bodies, or even right down to local councils, have taken a stand against hunting. They acknowledge that trail hunting isn't real, and they said it's not welcome here. Now, all we've done is given them the info. If they did believe us or didn't view it to be important, then that would get brushed under the carpet and they'd move on. Peterborough City Council is a good example. They're a council that, for all practical purposes, have no hunting on their land, but they still view it as important enough to take a stand on this issue. So I think we are just presenting information, and hopefully that information persuades people to do something in favour of animals. But if they didn't view it as important, then they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, final thing then, Nick, the National Trust needs to ban trail hunting because, and I'm going to go with, this ship is only going one way, and that's onto the rocks.
I'm sure I couldn't put it quite so eloquently, but I would...
I had 24 hours to think of that. So.
Yeah, that's cheating.
Of course it is.
I would say because they have a choice to be on the right side of history.
Oh, that's better than what I wrote.
Well, I've been doing this for a long time.
You have now, haven't you? Yeah, I keep forgetting how long you've been head of campaigns there. Great. All right. Let's really hope this is the year that they can sign trail hunting to history.
Yeah, I hope so. And we'll be putting every effort in that we possibly can to make sure that does happen.
Nick Weston, head of campaigns at the League Against Cruel Sports, talking with me in July 2021. If you'd like more information on this issue, please go to the League's website, league.org.uk, and look for National Trust. And if you'd like to hear more podcasts and shortcasts, that's our term for short podcasts, please follow us on Twitter at OTL Podcasts or subscribe to our RSS feed, which you can find at our website, offtheleashpodcasts.co.uk.